Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It is so good to have you with me once again for our 2019 series, He Makes All Things New. We're reading right now from Ephesians 1. Verses 15 through 23. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being in enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Glory to God. Amen. And welcome once again. Amen. Today we are talking about the God of the turnabout. He is the God of the turnabout, the one who opens the eyes of our understanding. Amen. The prayer, praise God, the prayer, amen, that Paul was praying over the church in Ephesus. Glory to God. Is that he would give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, and that the eyes of your understanding be enlightened. Glory to God. He gives us clarity of sight, keenness of hearing. He will turn us on a dime, a true 180, change from what we thought to who we are. Glory to God. Who we are to be, who we always were to be, because we are of a truth. We are who he says that we are, and we give glory to God. Many of us walk blindly in the world, not understanding who we really are or whose we really are. We scratch the surface of talents and our abilities. We see God, but not really going deep enough. Glory. Or getting close enough to understand, and I mean truly understand, not how we are perceived by the world, but how we are perceived by God. The world may see our worth, and the world may not see our worth. Amen. They may not see who we are. They may not see our value. Amen. And because the world may not see our worth, and if we gauge our value according to what the world says, we won't perceive our destiny with the vigor God intended. We must, saints of God, understand what the will of the Lord is, not externally because somebody said it, but internally, having an experience that ends all experiences, an experience that will give light to the dark places that we have endured. And I know that all of us have been through some stuff. Amen. Some of us have been through things that will curl the hair of another. Glory to God. But God sees all things. Amen. And he wants you to look to him. Amen. We need to find a way to have tunnel vision. Amen. No matter how much you need to stomp it out, cry it out, shout it out. Amen. Let's get close to the Lord so he can show us who we really are, so that he can open the eyes of our understanding, so that we're not only seeing externally, but we're seeing internally who we really are. Because many of us, like I said, have only scratched the surface of who we are. We don't have the understanding of our worth, of our value, and I am one of those. Amen. I am just now at this age, at this time in my life, starting to understand who I really am. Amen. Of every kind. Amen. It calls us to be where we are. Glory to God. And experience. Some experiences have caused us, amen, to misunderstand who we are. Glory to God. People have said things that they should not have said. But I'm just going to go back just a minute, because I did say this, that the Lord wants to take us beyond, amen, our experiences. And I mean in having an experience with Him that shakes our very foundation, that shakes loose, amen, every residual effect of the devil, an experience that will give us light in those dark places that we've endured. And those things were dark. They were intended to be dark. The devil intended them to be dark. And let me get that straight with you. The devil intended them to be dark. But Jesus, I believe it was Joseph that said, you intended it for evil, but God, He intended it for good. Amen. We want to have an experience that will heal every misunderstanding. And I mean an experience with the Lord that ends all experiences, one that nobody can take away. Nobody can even try to convince you that it was not God. This is a mighty move of God that we're asking for in our lives, because He is the God of the turnabout. He can calls us to have a 180 experience. Amen. In little to nothing time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We must experience the power and the presence of God intimately. And I mean just me and Jesus, just you and Jesus. We have circled the same path long enough. It's now for clarity. It's time now for keenness. It's time now for understanding. Scriptures tell us, with all our getting, get understanding. Pursue God. Pursue understanding. Like your life depends on it. Because it does. Be ashamed and a disgrace for us to go through our entire lives not recognizing our true value, not understanding the excellence that God has given us, not pursuing the abundance that Jesus has laid up for all of us, for our lives, not just for the then and there, but for the here and for the now. It would be a shame to have been beaten down for so long only to decide it is your lot in life. It's not. God has beauty for your ashes. He has hope for your struggle. He has prosperity for your poverty. Your life has great value, so much so that He died for you. The enemy wants us to remain stuck thinking we're too this or too that or not enough this or not enough that. But you are more than enough. The beloved of God is who you are. The creator of all things has acknowledged your value and your worth as more than the rarest of jewels. We must understand who we are. I have struggled in this area my entire life. I value of others around me and advocate for them. I advocate for them with all of my strength, that they be treated decently and respectfully, because they are priceless. You are priceless. But I have not been able to see my own value in the same way. I would rather fight for someone else. That is how I have lived my life. But in recent years, and even more in recent days, the Lord has been showing me a little at a time my value, until something happened recently that stunned me and caused me to seek Him more earnestly, that the eyes of my understanding be opened. You see, I could see outwardly the needs that others were having. I could see outwardly their needs, and I could perceive, amen, what their needs were, even inwardly a lot of times. But inwardly, I could not. I was unable to regard my own self. My insight was lacking. The eyes of my understanding were closed, blind. But God is the God of the turnabout. He won't leave any of His children lacking. He is my healer and my help. Amen. And as I have said over and over again, Jesus is my hero. He is healing my vision and giving me clarity of who I am and even of past events. He is healing my past pains that I thought were gone, but I had only buried them. I am being very transparent today. Amen. Because I know somebody out there, just as I was, is unaware of their value and their worth. And the Lord is opening the eyes of your understanding and pulling you close so you can see the things that you were unable to comprehend. The devil meant to keep us in the dark, but Jesus' glory is the light of the world, and he is our champion. This battle is the Lord's, and we are winning. He is opening, standing, and giving us vivid sight. Glory to God. Get wisdom, and with all you're getting, get understanding, not just externally, but internally. Amen. Insight. Let the Spirit of God introduce you to who you really are and whose you are. Let the power and the presence of the Lord take you over and make you new. Give you clarity of sight, clarity of thought, clarity of purpose. He's opening the eyes of our understanding. Glory to God. Giving us his insight. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every listener today that your power and your presence meet them right where they are. Lord, I pray that you cover them in your blood and open the eyes of their understanding so that they can clearly see who they are and whose they are. I bind every ancient evil that has come against their clarity of purpose and loose the peace of God into the atmosphere. Lord, do a perfect work in each one. Change minds. Change, Lord God, circumstances. Enlighten, enliven them by your Spirit, and let them now arise in the newness of life. Change the heart of the ones who don't know you, our Savior, don't know you as their Savior, Lord God. Give them a big yes in their hearts that rushes from their lips and fills them as well with your power and your presence. Oh, Lord God, we need you for all things, everything, every breath that we take. We need the power and the presence of God. We don't know what we don't know, and our experiences, they do shape us. So if we believe one thing is true, and at the time that you see it, and you may see it one way, but God actually has it in another way, it's something about what we perceive as facts. Because we could look at a picture and we have this perception and we believe that it is exactly what we think it is. But when we find out the details, the big picture of that event, we find out that we were absolutely wrong. But the picture showed us one thing. But the reality of the matter showed us something else. God wants to open the eyes of your understanding and give you his insight. Amen. The world sees things in one way, but God sees things in a totally different way. Amen. And he wants you to see through his eyes. He wants you to know through his understanding. Amen. The world wants us to see evil as good and good as evil. Amen. But we must live according to his holy standard so that as we are transitioning, amen, into eternity, we will see him as he wants to open the eyes of your understanding, amen, and enlighten your understanding so that you will have insight, amen, a sensitivity to the Spirit of God, amen, that is only through the power and the presence of God, amen. The Lord is looking for people, amen, who will seek him and love him and learn from him and that will lean upon him. You know, just recently I kept telling the Lord that I'm alone. I do so many things by myself. But you know, I had to stop saying that, because although there was no other person in the room, I am never alone. And that is part of the eyes of my understanding, being enlightened. I'm never alone. Jesus is always here. He is always with me. He is always giving me favor. He is always moving on my behalf. Things are moving in the atmosphere that I do not see and I do not know, but I see the outcome of what the Lord has been doing. And then as I move along in the Spirit and as I move along in my life, I see. Amen. Where the power and the presence of the Lord was always there. He was there all the time, fixing things, maneuvering things out of my way, maneuvering people out of my way, maneuvering me into the presence of others. Amen. And fixing all those things, all those extraneous details that I thought, amen, it just is what it is. But God, nothing just is what it is. Hallelujah. Nothing is. Amen. We have to see through the eyes of the Lord. Amen. Allow the Lord today to open the eyes of your understanding. Amen. Let the eyes of your understanding be enlightened and understand what the Lord wants of you. Amen. Understand what the Lord has for you. Understand that He is your God. He is your strength. He is your hero. Amen. Everything that you need is all in Him. And I mean all of it. It doesn't matter. No matter what it is, understand that He wants to have those conversations with you every day about your whole life, about your concerns, about your children, about your relationships, about your job. The Lord wants to hear from you. Understand that He is present at all times, omnipresent. Amen. While He is here, right here in the Pacific Northwest, where I am, He is right there where you are. Amen. He wants to open the eyes of your understanding so that you see past what you think it was and can see through the eyes of God what it actually is. He wants to move in you like never before. And I pray, even as Paul prayed, amen, for all of us, that He give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Amen. And the eyes of our understanding. Standing be enlightened by the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Amen. Glory to God. People, let's get closer to the Lord. Amen. The days are winding up and they are becoming more and more evil. And I praise God that He is present. His power is here. Amen. And He is moving in the midst of us. Amen. So that we will see that He is the way. He is the truth and He is the life. Nobody, no man, no one, no woman, no man, no child, no one can come, amen, to Him can come to the Father except by Him. Amen. Satan, he is ravaging, yes. He's doing this, that, and the other, yes. But there is no power that is greater. No power that is greater. All power is in the hands of Jesus. Amen. Our enemy is a created being just like we are. Amen. And he cannot beat out the God who created him. As a matter of fact, his destiny is already set. Amen. He is doomed and he cannot reverse it. But where you are right now, the eyes of your understanding can be enlightened. Amen. Lord God, let the spirit of wisdom, Father, in the name of Jesus, let the spirit of wisdom and revelation, Lord God, and the knowledge of you overshadow us, overtake, Lord God, even right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we need more of you every day, every hour, for everything under the sun. We need more of you, Jesus. We need more of you, Jesus. We need more of you, Jesus. More of you, Jesus. We need more of you, Jesus. More of you. More of you, Lord God. Help us to see what we did not see. Help us to understand, Lord God, what we did not know. Open the eyes of our understanding. Lord, give us, hallelujah, give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you. Lord, I want to know you more and I want to know you better. And every day I want to get closer to you. Every single day. Oh, Lord God, hallelujah. I want closer. I want more. I don't even understand why anybody would want to stand back, I mean, in the background, amen, and not want more of the Lord. I've been in the background. I don't like it there. I don't like it because I want more of Jesus. Amen. I don't like standing back watching everybody else being blessed. Amen. Jesus is the same today, yesterday, and forever. What he does for one, he will do for all. So if you stand in the back watching everybody else being blessed, amen, you are not just not receiving that is yours already. Amen. Stand up. Step forward. Amen. The Lord has a blessing for you. Let him enlighten you. Let him open the eyes of your understanding and fill you with the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of him, that you might know who you are and whose you are. God is the God of the turnabout. God bless you and keep you. Amen. I hope you'll continue to join us in the 2019 series, He Makes All Things New. Amen.